Good evening, everyone. It's your man, Jesus Baeza, here with another episode of Words of Wisdom. How are you guys doing? First of all, I want to start off this episode by telling everyone that I appreciate all the support. And, you know, for those of you that have heard my other episodes here of Words of Wisdom, I just want to say thank you all for listening to my podcast, you know, that I do daily episodes or weekly episodes on different topics in life or just words of encouragement for all you people out there that are going through struggles or things. But this episode is about staying focused in your life. You know, a lot of us tend to lose focus in life. I know that a lot of us in life, sometimes with the things we are going through in life, we can end up feeling like, what is our purpose now here on this planet? We have so many goals and things we want, but a lot of people lose focus and they lose their drive and what they want. Everybody in life has a purpose. Everybody has a dream. Everybody has a goal that they want to achieve. But a lot of us just lose focus in everything that we do. I want to make this episode for you guys on how to stay a little bit more focused in your life. You know, me, myself, I am a very determined person. When I want something, I go for it. I don't let nothing stop me. And I want to encourage you people that if you're ever going through something in life and you feel like you don't seem focused, then maybe you're not really paying attention to your goals and the things that you want to do in life. First of all, in this life, we have a lot of distractions, a lot of things, you know, from social media, from television, from the news, from a notification, you name it. There's so many things that are constantly just distracting us from staying focused. You see, for example, if you have a purpose and you have a goal that you want to get built, you want to be in the gym, and think about the things that you're focusing on. If you really want to get big, are you doing the necessary things to be focused in your life on becoming bigger or becoming an athletic or the person that you want to become? If you want to be active in the gym and change your body, you have to be looking up things like a good workout routine, checking out the best meal plans, the right proper things to eat for your body so that your body can help your muscles grow with the foods that you're intaking in your body. You see, a lot of us don't focus on things that we want. For example, like, we all want to progress. We all want to get a higher paying job. Are you doing your necessary steps and what you need to do to become what you want? Are you focusing on the good or the bad? You see, in life, we have to focus in what we want. You have to be determined in your life. You have to just live a life where your mind is constantly just focused. You're just walking on a path. Don't lose focus. Don't let nothing distract you. Get rid of distractions, people. For example, here are some things that you can do to avoid distractions in your life. For example, if you are trying to learn something and you're trying to get better at something, you're reading a book or you are just trying to learn something, a special test that you're trying to be become skilled in, move to a quiet area. Don't let noise, don't let things distract you. Also, like us in our daily lives, we have so much things in this life, productive things that we can be doing, and we're constantly being distracted by notifications. Notifications on our tablets, on our phones. One of the main things that we can all do that I feel like would be 100% beneficial for each and every one of us out here in society is to probably turn off your phone. I know that sounds drastic, like, oh my God, if I turn off my phone, how am I gonna receive phone calls or emails or text messages? I mean, people, we're constantly being distracted with our phones. Like, even while you're driving, we can constantly be having our phones ringing, constantly notifications. And believe it or not, people, they are all distractions. You know? Also, if you are somewhere and you have so many people that are just causing so much noise and you're trying to study for something very important or a big exam or something very important, and you have a lot of people around you making noise, you can tell those people around you to not distract you for a period of time and to back away for a little. Also, if you have a computer and you're in your desk or your office and you have things that are just distracting you, you can also close out the programs or apps on your computer to help you not feel distracted by all these open applications on your computer. You know? Also, social media people. Social media can be like the number one thing that distracts us all. We all are not focusing in life from a lot of distractions and things just constantly coming in our way. Next thing you know, you forget, oh my God, I have to do this because you're constantly wasting time on distractions. Social media is a big distraction, people. For example, Facebook, Instagram, every second there's a notification. It's like every second you see what someone just posted. Every second you see what someone is doing in their life, your friends. Or if a breaking news happens, it automatically goes to your Facebook and Instagram. Every second, put a lock on your social media, people. Like, don't let things distract you. Our lives are not meant to right now just live through social media. I mean, think about it. Like, this planet wasn't originally born that way. I mean, I know that the technology has risen, and nowadays we have so many things going online in our phones, our mobile apps are always running in the background, and the technology has shifted and changed. But believe it or not, people, all this technology and apps and things are on our phones are distracting us every day in our lives. It's distracting us on doing our errands and what we're supposed to do. Like, you know, the purpose of this episode, people, is to kind of help you guys focus a little in your life. You know, I use my phone in a productive way. I input things in my notes. I keep track of my workout routines, my exercises. I keep track of my things that I have to do on my notes so I don't forget. So use your phone for productive things, people. You know, try to make yourself feel a little more focused in life. You know, also another thing that can help you be more focused in your life is the things you eat. Try to balance a lean protein with carbohydrates and healthy fats to stay fueled in your body. You can also like snack fresh fruits, veggies, nuts, or seeds if you end up feeling like you're hungry in between your meals. And also make sure to keep yourself very hydrated with plenty of water. Now, most of you guys probably know this already, but seriously, people, a lot of us are not being focused in life because we're not doing the things that we're supposed to do to keep our bodies active and healthy. You see, me, I am actively going to the gym about 3 or 4 days a week, and my body needs to be drinking a lot of water. It needs to be eating carbohydrates, protein to keep the muscles growing and fueling them. And that's what our bodies need. Also, try to eat like fatty fish such as salmon, or fruits like berries or blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, or blackberries, or also even walnuts. For I don't know if a lot of you guys like walnuts, but those things are healthy for you. Also, drinking some coffee, like, but not in an excessive way, because if you drink a lot of coffee, it can cause you to be anxious and nervous, because that's what caffeine does. But if you limit your coffee, to just drinking a little glass in the mornings, it's nothing bad. Also, people, I want to tell you people that part of staying focused, also you need to get enough sleep. We all go through a lot in our lives. Our bodies are constantly moving. We're burning calories every second. We're also, for people that are doing heavy labor jobs, we're constantly just doing so much at once. Our brains are functioning so much every second. I don't know if you guys know that, but our brains do not go to sleep. Like, our brains keep working. Even when we are asleep, our brains are awake, still functioning in our heads. So we need to try to take care of our brains and our bodies by trying to get enough sleep. Now, the recommended sleep for a lot of adults out here, men and women, is mostly 7 or 8 hours. For adults, it's mostly 8 hours because that's adequate of a lot for like what everybody needs to get enough time to sleep. A lot of us do so much in a day that I don't know if you notice, if you sleep 4 or 5 hours, your body, and you wake up, you don't feel like you don't feel well rested. It's because your body didn't sleep enough. So you need about 7 or 8 hours. That's what research has said. Get enough sleep. Also, avoid caffeine beverages after lunchtime. That's why I say, like, maybe a little bit in the morning. Like, I myself just drink a little bit of coffee in the morning to get my day ready with my breakfast. Also, switch off all your electronic devices 1 hour before your bedtime. That would be very beneficial to focus and get your proper sleep, because at nighttime we can be constantly awake with our TVs on, we have our computers on, we have our tablets on, our mobile phones on, our iPhones, Androids, constantly notifications and rings, bell rings, and all those things can disturb your sleep and not let you relax and focus on what you need to do, which is get your proper sleep to wake up the next day fresh to get more things done. These are all things we can do, people, to stay focused. Also, try to keep your bedroom cool and quiet. A good temperature is between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit. That is a good temperature for your room to kind of like keep it in a good feeling to be in, and it helps your body kind of focus a little better too. Also, as far as focusing in life, try to set a smart goal. S Set a goal in your life of what you want to do. Let's say, well, if it's going back to college, let's say, well, if it's joining the gym and achieving a specific routine and transforming your body into something. Set a specific goal and stick to it. Ask yourself what needs to be done for that goal. Also, try to see how you will track the progress of your goal. Try to think about your goal by when does it need to be done. Try to map it out, plan it out, like focus on your goal and say to yourself, this is what I'm gonna do. I need to do this here, I need to do that there. And that will keep you very focused on your goal. Also, be mindful of your things in your life. Be mindful in what you want to do. Also, people, us to stay focused in our life, to be very focused in life, we need to focus on our mental health too. Our mental health can affect us in many ways. If your mental health is not in good standards, if you're stressed out, if you're constantly thinking about problems and a lot of things, it can take a toll on your mental health and not let you be focused. That's another thing. Depression cannot let you be focused. Anxiety, a lot of things. Be mindful of your mental health and be aware of it. Always try to see what's not going good for you in your life and always try to make it better. Our health overall is what's best for all of us. I feel like with all my episodes, I kind of like have turned into someone that's talking a lot about health and fitness, and I'm targeting a lot of things with my podcast episodes, but it's mostly because it's kind of like a biased way sometimes because that's kind of like the way I live my life, and sometimes I feel like I like to share my advice and try to tell the world how I try to share some tips to the world on how they can also be trying to live a better life. And also, people, as far as focusing, you can try to do or make a to-do list. A to-do list is very beneficiary. I myself do a to-do list. I have on my phone a bunch of things that I need to do. I'll mark them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's say you have 10 things to do. If you have a lot of things to do in one day, try to put the most important things first. The most important things come first, and the least important things can go last. That way, if you run out of time, you know that in a day you got mostly the most important things done. Whatever is not important doesn't need to be done right away. It can be done another day. Focus on what's important, people. Also, I just want to encourage you people that when you're focusing, try to focus in your life, in your goals, make a to-do list, and just try to focus on what needs to be done. Avoid these distractions. Avoid all these notifications. Avoid all the things that I've mentioned earlier. They're all distractions, people. I guarantee you that if you take into account these tips that I've mentioned on how to be a little bit more focused in your life, I guarantee you that you will feel a lot better in your life and you will feel a little bit more focused. And you will actually probably want to congratulate me in the end. So this wraps up my episode of Words of Wisdom on how to stay focused in your life. And I hope that it helped you guys out in a way, and maybe you guys feel like appreciated of this episode. And this is just some shareable knowledge that I wanted to share to people in the world and for all you people that listen to my podcast. And I just want to encourage all you people to try to live a more focused life and avoid all these distractions and things because we all This life is big, and we all have dreams and goals and things we can achieve. And there's not really nothing physically stopping you unless you just avoid these distractions and just go straight to what you really want to do and focus on it and map it out. You can find me at my social media platforms at Facebook, Instagram at jesus.baeza0709, or you can find me at my YouTube channel, JB The Unknown Prophet, where I post a lot of my videography work and other things. And so I just want to tell you people to stay tuned for more upcoming episodes, and I hope that this episode will help you guys feel a little bit more focused in your life. So long, everyone, and until next time.
Hey, folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.